This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Reece McEnvore, the owner of Gaelchords, a music-based Irish language learning platform, joins me now. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Reece. For listeners who might not have heard of Gaelchords before, can you tell us what it is and also how it all began?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose Gaelchords, it started maybe 2 years ago when I started Hibernia in the in their PME, their Primary Masters in Education. And I was kind of out in school placement and doing a bit of subbing and in mainly Gael schools. And I suppose I wanted songs I could sing in class with the children that were kind of had a bit of a modern twist to them that, you know, the children could kind of relate to. We were kind of singing the same songs over and over again, like, I suppose, Zóra Roisin Bhathawalia, and I suppose there were some songs there by Seo Linn as well that were a bit modern, but I found the children weren't really relating to them as much. So I started translating some songs into Irish then that were kind of, you know, more modern, some of the children's favourite songs into Irish. So I suppose they could actually experience some of their favourite songs in Irish and then kind of give me some ideas for lessons, if you kind of know what I mean. But from there, you know, it was a private blog type of site that I had that I had the link to. And I kind of shared it with some of my classmates in Hibernia, and they kind of said it was a good idea that maybe I go public with it and other people might find them interest out of them. So I kind of, I suppose, I bit the bullet and I decided to set up an Instagram as well to try to kind of get the word out about it. And it kind of grew into what it is today. It's kind of like a full library of Irish teaching resources, mainly for primary school teachers. But there's stuff there for everyone, really. Kind of PowerPoints, worksheets for different subjects, grammar courses, and for people who want to get into Irish or brush up on it again.
As a primary school teacher yourself, why do you think music is such an important and effective tool for learning Irish for young people?
Well, I suppose in my experience as a teacher in the last few years, it cuts through a lot of the fear people have around Irish. And I talk more specifically about children themselves. And I suppose from my experience, if you tell a child to open up a textbook, you know, of any sort of Irish book, they kind of, you know, maybe even tense up in a way. But if you introduce it in any sort of grammar concept, and it doesn't have to be Irish, but any sort of subject through music, I find, especially even children who are maybe reluctant to speak in class, they'll sing before they speak.
One thing I find so interesting about Gaelchords is that you use original songs and also AI-enhanced tracks as well. How has artificial intelligence helped bring these songs to life for you?
Yeah, I mean, I started the including AI from very early on. The simple fact, like, One man band here, fairly basic skills and gear with me. Maybe some listeners here know about like FL Studio or something like that. But I work with that to the best of my ability. I record bits of myself playing the guitar and layer in whatever I can to build up a track. But there's a point where my own ability kind of tops out. And I suppose that's where I kind of implement AI to help me out. It gets me over a kind of a hurdle. So it sounds more like a fully fledged publishable song, I suppose, and less of like kind of like a rough demo of a song. The idea really, like the Gaeilge and the basic structure of the songs are still coming from me as a teacher. Like, I do write the songs, but I suppose AI kind of lets me put that snass there, that polish there, so that they're closer to what I can be satisfied putting out there for people to listen to.
We talk a lot about the, you know, disadvantages of AI nowadays, and it's really nice and refreshing to see you using it in such a positive way to put that bit of snazz and polish on something for sure. And one of the standout features of Gaelchords is that the learning resources are free. Why was it so important to you to keep everything accessible?
Well, exactly as you said, accessible. I mean, like, it's mainly friends have had friends say to me in the past, like, Ginny, you know, you're putting on all this work and you're just giving them away for free. But I mean, it's very simple for me, to be honest. Like, as a teacher in a Gael school, you know, I suppose I really should be championing the Irish language and making it as accessible as possible for children and adults. I'm always saying I want more Gaeilge in classrooms and for people in their everyday lives. Like, if I really believe that, it doesn't make much sense for, you know, to stick a paywall in front of it straight away and placing a barrier to entry to the language that I'm trying to promote. Now, and it's like, you know, you see there's plenty of people, you know, kind of selling their own stuff, selling their courses, and more power to them. But I suppose for my own self, I would feel better if I just had them for free. They will always be free. And it's just something I kind of believe in where I'm coming from. But I mean, I look at my audience, teachers, student teachers, and I mean, just anyone who's looking to get into Irish. I mean, their budgets are tight as they are. Like, I have the grammar courses up there, the teaching resources themselves. There's links to free interactive games you can play yourself, obviously at home, but in class as well. I just rather the stuff up there is used and actually helps people, as opposed to, you know, I suppose sitting on a shelf trying to sell, you know, stuff and not selling because people are too, you know, budgets are tight.
What kind of feedback have you received from those people that are using the resources, you know, the teachers, the learner teachers, the parents as well, and the students?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, most of the feedback comes through like TikTok comments and Instagram DMs. I got one or two emails. But I get messages from teachers saying, like, you know, they downloaded a PowerPoint or downloaded a slide and it worked very well with their class. Or, you know, like, the comments on TikTok have been, you know, really informative, you know, and whether it's, you know, I explain an Irish grammar rule a bit clearer and they finally understand it. But I mean, it's simple stuff like that, really. But it's nice to see that come back, and it shows that whatever I'm doing here, you know, is actually being used and people are making real improvements with their Irish. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, the reason I'm putting the stuff up for free, the reason I'm making the TikTok videos is to help people. So when I see that back, it means, well, it's working, and then I can go and keep making more stuff. If it's working, I'll keep doing it.
Where do you see Gaelcords going over the next couple of years? And as well as that, when you feed it into the wider landscape of education, you know, about Irish in Ireland, you know, is it something that could be incorporated on a wider scale, do you think, to improve how Irish is taught in schools?
Yeah, like, I mean, Gaelcords for me, I mean, I've changed the vision of Gaelcords, I think, maybe two or three times anyway since its inception, I suppose, 2 years ago. It started off as one thing and it's become what it is now. Like, to be honest, I'd really love Gaelcords to become a go-to place for Irish resources for primary school teachers. Again, that's where I'm coming. That's about, like, the industry I'm coming from. So, like, we have, you know, there's obviously, you know, things out there like Twinkle, and they're be a massive competition, but maybe in the future someday, you know, maybe able to compete with something like that. And again, I mean, trying to keep it all free and accessible is the main selling point there. But I suppose a big thing I noticed myself, school placements as a student teacher, and it's partially where all this is coming from. You know, you have your tutors in college, lecturers in college, they're always saying, well, you know, overall, go here for this stuff and go here for that stuff. And you know, there was no real central hub for Irish resources or even how to teach Irish. And I suppose that's the ultimate aim for Gaelcords, to become that exact hub, and where you download all your free resources. And then with the TikTok videos, is where you can actually see the lessons and grammar tips in practice. And ideally, they'd work in tandem.
There's so much scope, indeed, you know, to see where this goes. This as an idea, as Gaelcords in general, but also as a wider thing in Ireland too. And finally, for you, anyone listening this evening who wants to pick up the guitar, learn a few couple of focal, or maybe they just want to explore Irish through music, where would you recommend that they start?
Well, I'd absolutely recommend start at Gaelcords.ie, but, you know, if it's the guitar you're starting with, I mean, like, look, in fairness, there's bits up there on the website. If you already know how to play the guitar, go on there. There's the chord sheets with the Irish translated songs, so you can actually sing along the songs and play the guitar and follow along the chords at the same time. But I think back to where I started, I mean, I have no affiliation to this crowd at all, but Ultimate Guitar, if you have started the guitar, download the app Ultimate Guitar. You can pay for it, you don't have to, there's a free version. That is absolute bare bones stuff, your bread and butter, if you're looking to start into the guitar. In terms of the Irish, I mean, I say to, like, anyone who asks me, is just start so small, like, change, like, tiny little things in your life and build it up. And the recent thing I only realized you could do was you could change your WhatsApp and the app to your language to Irish. So all your UI, your user interface is all in Irish now. For my one, is all in Irish now. You can change that easily in the settings. Also your phone, you can change your phone UI into Gaeilge as well. But all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, it's Tom Educus. It's what's called, you know, full immersion education. Like, you have to kind of immerse yourself in it. You know, I mean, look, I always say Duolingo is free, YouTube is free, Google is free. Don't go buying anything. Like, there's like, the internet is free, and you can pretty much figure out whatever you want if you just go looking for it. But I mean, we're coming into Christmas now. I don't know, write birthday cards, Christmas cards in Irish, small things like that. I would say, again, no affiliation, but I always like to say this, if you are adamant of buying a book or a course, the number one book I would recommend anyone to have, I have it in my bag now for the last 2 years since I started Hibernia, is Colin's Easy Learning Irish Grammar. It's a small little green book. It's about 10 euro in Easton's or something like that. But that is your absolute Bible go-to book for anything Irish. So if you're looking to get into it, it's bilingual. It's pretty much all written in English with the examples in Irish. So it's really easy to get into.
Well, thank you for all of those tips and advice. I'll definitely start maybe a few Christmas cards coming on the way. Writing them on Squealga is definitely not something I thought of before. So thank you for that idea.
Yeah,
for sure. And thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. I'm sure we'll have you on again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.